And those very words really have been a theme, have been a banner over everything we've done this afternoon, celebrating the love of Jesus Christ, so amazing, so divine. And then that last line, demands my soul, my life, my all. That kind of demand is not an oppressive demand, but it's a compelling demand. It's an alluring demand. It's an inviting demand. And I hope that you heard with every single person who spoke today and whose life you saw just proclaimed the life in Christ that they proclaimed, that just moved you deeply. I mean, hasn't today been great? Yes? 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 You know, I've had the privilege of sitting in all three services, 44 people in all. 44 people. Every story unique, but bound together through the common thread of the life of Christ. And so just thank you for being a part of this. Thanks for everyone who took the step today. And proclaim. And I love just hearing, whether it was Dan and Amy and their family, or, you know, Ashley, your story, just, oh, wow, all of them. It's just tremendous to hear of the power of God at work. And Jesus, as we sing in this church, his love is stronger and greater and more compelling than anything. And that love was demonstrated to us on the cross. The power of it demonstrated through the empty tomb. And ever since then, the Church of Jesus Christ has been celebrating that through two ordinances, two observances, baptism, believer's baptism, and communion, something that we celebrate monthly here at Hopevale, a reminder of the main thing, the one thing, the anchor of our faith, Jesus Christ, the innocent one, dying for us, the guilty ones, as our substitute, as our sacrifice, as our Savior. And Jesus, because he knew that we suffer, I think I used this term last week or a couple weeks ago, from spiritual amnesia. He knew we need to be reminded that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus, his blood, his life, his righteousness, his all. And so we remember that this day. And so you may not be the one who is in the tank today, but if your faith is in the Lord, you are renewed in your love and your commitment and the forgiveness that Jesus has for you. That's what we're remembering. We're also remembering that when we sing a song like The Wonderful Cross, it's wonderful for us, but it was costly for Jesus. It was his life there. It was real suffering, real blood, real pain, real agony, real spiritual separation from his heavenly Father. So much so that the agony of that was heard as he cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? And as we've said from up front before, it's our sin that drove Jesus to the cross, but it was his love that kept him there. You are loved by God. You are loved by God. And as you remember that, as you celebrate this day, as you rejoice in what it is to know sins forgiven, I also need to say this. I realize I can't presume upon the hundreds of you here today that's yours, that's automatic, that your experience is like that, shared and professed by the ones who were baptized today. As someone told me years and years ago as a teenager, just because you go to church doesn't mean you're a Christian. You know, a Christian, as the Bible describes it, is someone who knows Jesus Christ as their own Savior. And it's taking head knowledge and theory and what the Scripture says and making it personal, making it your own by saying, Jesus, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I cannot save myself, but I realize that you, out of your love for me, came to be that Savior. And so I want you to be my Savior, to save me from my sins that deserve punishment, that deserve death, and you took that upon your body for me. And that invitation is there. And it's been in a service like this through the years at Hopewell, where the eyes, the spiritual eyes of hearts have been open. And men, women, boys, and girls have said, that's what I need. And today can be that day that you say yes to Jesus Christ. Communion is for all who know Christ as Savior, whether this is your church home or not. And we invite you to celebrate your salvation with us. If you don't know Christ in that way, we ask that you not partake, not to single you out, but just to give what we're doing here the right honor, respect, and reverence that it deserves. And I hope you can understand that. For all of us, though, who know Christ, we just ask that you let the Holy Spirit search your heart. Though we are forgiven, we still sin. We still have pockets, areas of resistance, of disobedience that need to be brought out into the light, that need to be forgiven, cleansed, renewed, so that we can continue on with our Savior. So with that in mind, I ask that you bow your heads with me. I want to pray right now in preparation for the bread, the reminder of Jesus' body, the sins, our sins of the world laid upon his body as he died in our place. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to this moment with worship, with remembrance, and yet with remorse and sorrow over our sin. Not that we're wallowing in it, but I'm reminded that though the cross is wonderful to us, it was horrific for you, Jesus. And yet you endured the agony, the shame, the pain, and went all the way to the end because of your love for us. And so even now, Lord, let us reflect, let us remember all that was paid on the wonderful cross. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.